Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios, it's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Joins us Wednesdays right here in this slot, 24-7 Sports, Florida State. Also, the podcast, which is popular. It's called The Big Three Roll-Up. Berg, a double question here, a two-parter, if you will. What was your first year to start covering recruiting? And what was the first big-name recruit you recall
that you covered? That's easy. 2005 was really the first year I started covering recruiting, but one of the reasons why I got into recruiting will answer your next question. I was working for scout.com, being an intern, just going over to practice and getting quotes from Bobby Bowden, transcribing them and sending them out. So it didn't get any more basic than that. Just stick my mic in there, transcribe the quotes and send them to the publisher. And then around signing day, he asked me if I wanted to cover recruiting, and I didn't really know what recruiting was all about. Weird knowing what my cousin does. So he asked me to go to Madison High School to cover a recruitment of a linebacker picking between Tennessee and Florida State. And his name was Geno Hayes. We were at this school. We were in the kids' coach's office, and he had a little get-together, and we go out in the classroom, and all his teammates are there, coaches, everybody's there. And they're supposed to come out with his mom and dad and make the decision. We're all sitting there waiting for Geno, and about 15, 20 minutes later, he comes out of the coach's office and doesn't look too happy, whispers something to the coach, goes back into the office. Coach says, hey, Geno and his parents are still talking it over. They'll be right out. Well, about an hour later, they begin to come out. No parents are there. No teammates are there. No assistant coaches are there. It's literally like me and somebody from the Tallahassee Democrat. And he sits down in the chair that he was going to announce from with two people in the entire classroom, and he signs his letter of intent. And he's like crying. And we're like, yeah, where are you going? And he looks up at us and said, Florida State. And like, that was it. Mom apparently really wanted him at Tennessee. He wanted to go to Florida State. There was a last-minute discussion that took place for almost 2 hours, and then he comes out crying and signs his LOI, and that was my first taste of recruiting.
Yeah, I sent the Tennessee bagman down there to pay him. Apparently it didn't work. I mean, that's why I knew you would mention this, so I just wanted to bring the bagman into it.
No, that was I was like, wow. This is crazy.
So you thought, and you really had no background in recruiting, you thought, I guess they're all like this, right?
Yeah, I was just like, you know, you could just see recruiting is just different. In that moment, I could kind of see and what I was doing with the beat writers. Everybody on the beat was going to practice, sticking their mic in front of the players and Bobby Bowden, and then they go home and they essentially all write the same story. And I just saw with recruiting, I was younger. I just saw like a lane where I was like, oh, I could just work harder than everybody else and be good at, be good at this recruiting thing. And they don't really, you know, so that's what I did. I just saw more of an opportunity. I never thought I was going to be like a great beat writer and make a name for myself that way. So I knew it had to be through recruiting.
After that, and it might've been 06, might've been 07. It was one of those 2 years. We had the infamous Fred Rouse. You and I have talked about him before, but that was shortly thereafter, but maybe the next recruiting class.
Yeah, it might have been the very – I was – because I graduated in 05, and it was definitely after I was gone. I don't know if he got there in 06 or 07, but yeah, that was right after that. He made it to campus, and it just kind of washed out from there. I remember talking to Drew Weatherford a year or two after Rouse was gone and saying he remembered when Coach Bowden would throw him in the huddle, and he would look over to the sidelines and be like, you know, what are you doing? He doesn't know the plays. So even when he, you know, when he was there and he was on the field, you know, it was a mess.
Yeah, he we play that drop because I had him on signing day, and he was on the show, and he had everybody in America. He could have gone anywhere. He was Johnny Five Star personified, and he was at some sort of party. There was a lot of noise in the background, I could tell, but that's the clip. I don't know if you've heard the clip, but it's the clip we play all the time on the show, and it's him talking to me saying, it just came down to what Fred want to do. Yeah, what Fred want to do? Because everybody wanted him. He could have called anybody in America and gone there, and obviously he chose to stay home. But, boy,
yeah,
that's
– But those recruitments can send a program. You know, those can be fork-in-the-road commitments or recruitments for, for programs. I mean, think if Dalvin Cook didn't work out or Jameis Winston didn't work out for FSU. You know, when you have a chance at these elite, these number one players at their position – not only do you got to land them, but then, you know, if and when they do work out, they can be transcendent players. If they don't work out, they can kind of send your program in a whole different direction than you thought it was heading.
Does Florida State have on the roster now? And they've got guys that will play pro ball, so that's not what I'm suggesting. But do they have a transcendent-type player on this roster?
They need that to be successful. I mean, any team that's winning 10 or 11 games right now has that player on the roster.
Yeah.
You look at it, it's normally at the quarterback position, but it can be at other positions. I think if Florida State's going to have that guy this year, and I'm not, you know, counting on it based on what we've seen, but, I mean, Cam Akers has it in him. Marvin Wilson has it in him, certainly. We saw him kind of evolve from each year, getting a little bit better, and now – If you count this going into year three as another step up for him, then we think he's going to be the total player in a potential, you know, first or second round draft pick if he continues to play the way he has. But Cam Akers is a guy that, you know, we had all the hype in the world coming in, and for good reason, and he just hasn't really put together that anything that resembles what, you know, Florida State had seen from Dalvin Cook or Devontae Freeman.
Big Three Roll Up is launched every Thursday morning. I'll ask you this. How much talk is there about Tate Martell's girlfriend?
I got to ask Kev. I was just listening to Storm Surge, Kev's offshoot Miami Only podcast. And, you know, I think Tate Martell's riding. I think these guys, I don't think anybody's predicting him to start. I think he's riding the bench to start the season just from listening to Kev.
Well, people were posting, and these were family pictures, nothing that's objectionable, of his girlfriend. She's very attractive, obviously. But even the females on Twitter yesterday were saying, Bill, if he isn't the starting quarterback, she's gone.
She's leaving.
This ain't happening. She's not sticking around just because of dude. It's the status of Tate Martell having five stars.
Right.
Will that be discussed?
I mean, this isn't Ohio State where a nice, wholesome girl for the Midwest has your back through thick and thin. I mean, this is Miami, right?
Correct. It's very materialistic, right? Huh?
Yeah. On to the next. You know, whatever's hot right now. So she's just waiting for the depth chart to be released.
Seriously, like that is... So if I'm Tate, I make sure she doesn't have access to the depth chart. I cut off her internet access, Twitter. If she gets the hard copy of newspapers, I don't let her have any of that, you know?
Put her in the transfer portal.
Yeah. No, she's going to get in the transfer portal on her own.
Back into the transfer portal. Yeah, hey, I don't know. I don't know. Tate Martell's Tate Martell's stay in Miami is going to be an interesting one way or another.
So, literally, you're saying down there, the sentiment is he's not even going to be the opening day starter.
Yeah, I was, like I said, I was listening to Storm Surge, which is Kev's Kane podcast on the Big Three Rope, and they had Manny Navarro on, who's with The Athletic, and he's covered the program since 98. And Manny, you know, they, and everybody agreed with him that kind of Nikosi Perry is the guy that probably, that everybody expects to start game one right now, barring something happening in camp.
Formerly known as Nintendo Perry, right?
Yeah, I mean, now that he's the starter, and, you know, my only hope to beat the Gators in week one, by the way, my only hope, I'm openly rooting for the Canes to beat the Gators in week one.
Tell everybody about the Big Three Roll-Up.
The Big Three Roll-Up, we're going to tape it about an hour from now. I think it's just going to be the three of us. There's a lot of Big Three talk that we want to get to, and we've had some guests on as of recently, so we just need to some good old-fashioned arguing time this week. So we're going to go at it. Every Thursday, you guys can listen. It drops on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google, wherever you guys get your podcast.
Good stuff, Berg. See you next week, man.
See you, Bill.
Appreciate it very much. Tickets at Primo Seats. Primo Seats for all your ticket needs. Use the name Bill Is King. Take that name, Bill Is King. One word. And put that in the promo code box when you go to the site, PrimoSeats.com. Tickets to sporting events, tickets to concerts, tickets to anything you can think of. Way more options there than I list here during this spot. Primo Seats for all your ticket needs. Take advantage of the discount. Use the name Bill Is King in the promo code box. You're going to be happy. Approximately 5% off. We'll take the break. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Still clearing that wreck with injuries on Thompson Lane in Woodbine around Landers Avenue. Wrecks on Clarksville Pike and Franklin Pike in Creve Hall. In Midtown and Central Nashville, accidents blocking the right-of-way are still being cleared at 4th and Church and 18th and Broadway. It's better to know them than not know them. Free at last bail bonding. Call 615-242-FREE. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about genetically modified ingredients?
Don't like them.
Artificial flavors and colors?
No thanks.
Clean ingredients.
Now that I like.
When you care about what's in things and what's not, shouldn't your vitamins be clean too? Sundown Vitamins are all clean all the time. Non-GMO, free of gluten and dairy, with colors and flavors from real food. We even have USDA certified Sundown Organics and kids vitamins too. When you're living clean, choose clean with Sundown Vitamins at supermarkets, drugstores, or on Amazon.
The Home Depot has new lower prices on Traffic Master laminate flooring from just 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful wood look floors that'll stand the test of time and teenagers and their friends. With Traffic Master, you'll rest easy knowing your floors can take whatever life dishes out. Even easier, knowing nobody beats our prices, guaranteed. Today is the day for doing Traffic Master laminate flooring from just 49 cents a square foot. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see warranty for details.
Smashville Mechanical is reminding Americans to honor and show support to the troops and veterans who fight and have fought for our country's freedom and American way. This salute is from Smashville Mechanical, Middle Tennessee's full-service mechanical expert backed by over 25 years of experience. For residential or commercial heating, air conditioning, refrigerating, or plumbing, call 615-823-0452. That's 615-823-0452. Smashville Mechanical. They're people who care.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Justin Haley took home the win in the Cup Series. Yeah, you heard me right, from Daytona. Up next is Kentucky, under the lights Saturday night. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, I'm Jeff Burton, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And check us out at Facebook.com/TheFinalLap. We'd appreciate it every single weekday right here.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. A chance of showers for this morning. Partly sunny with your high at 94, a heat index value at 101. Cloudy overnight with a low of 76. A chance of showers on Thursday. Partly sunny with your high at 91. Friday mostly sunny with your high at 90. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
the best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. The Bill King Show.
Triple 8-702-5494. Twitter at Bill's King. This is a link that Karen had earlier. Hawkeye Jason linked it to. He says, Bill, this is the one she was talking about. 8 college football programs on the verge of greatness. I think this is it not a 24/7 thing? I think so. Trying to properly attribute it. Here's the list. Some of these, I can see what they mean. Some of them make me go, what? Number one, A&M. I don't know if the word greatness is what I would use. I think the word great. I heard Spurrier back me up on this. I have said for many years that in sports, the word great, and we haven't put great on the verboten list, no. But the word great is used just so loosely and so inappropriately. Great ought to be rare. I heard Spurrier say that too. I don't know if he's copying me or not. It'd be flattering if he was. But greatness, greatness is what Alabama's doing and what Clemson's doing right now. That's greatness. Everything else isn't great. It's really good. It could be complimentary. Pat them on the back. But greatness, that's rare. Ought to be used rarely. So I'm going to say the way they label this, 8 college football programs on the verge of greatness, no. Very goodness, yeah, maybe. A&M number one, I'm okay with that. Number two, Michigan. Boy, I've got to clear out the fog on Michigan. Michigan has been a really big buzzkill for me. Number three, Nebraska? Hell no. Nebraska's not on the verge of this. They may be a threat in the Big Ten West. Hell, who isn't? Northwestern just won it. And I think Scott Frost will do a good job, but on the verge of greatness? Greatness would be their 1983 team, their 1995 team. That's greatness. They're not close to that. Utah number four? Hell no. They may win their division, but they're not on the verge of greatness. Oregon number five? Oregon greatness would be 2010. Chip Kelly. It's not great. Number six, Baylor? Charlie and I are big Matt Rule fans. Baylor's not on the verge of greatness. He's improved them a lot. He's done a good job. They're not on the verge of greatness. Houston, number seven. Hoagie. Wait a minute. Hoagie on the verge of greatness? I like Hoagie, too. Hoagie and Todd Graham would like to have a knife fight. I like Hoagie. They hate each other. They would literally have a knife fight if you let them. If we could get the local authorities to say, okay, these two guys are going to have a knife fight. We need you to assure us that whatever happens, no charges will be filed. You won't take it up. The law enforcement arm will not take this up. Just let them have their knife fight. Whatever happens, happens. Hoagie and Todd Graham, not to be confused with Todd Grantham, who one night at Vanderbilt wanted to have a knife fight with Vanderbilt players or coaches or something. Who was Grantham going after? Anyways, Todd Graham. Number seven, Hoagie. Houston's been good. They're not on the verge of greatness. Here's one. Mac must have sent the bag man to whoever wrote this story. North Carolina, number eight. What in the bleep? What in the mother bleep? It's okay to say mother bleep. Charlie got that cleared through the lawyers a while back. What in the mother bleep do you mean by North Carolina is on the verge of greatness? In what? Academic fraud? Maybe that's what they meant. Looking at this list, I will get, there's only one that I agree with, and I'm not using the term greatness, Aggies. Michigan's got to do something to win me back. Michigan has underperformed, underachieved since, well, most of Harbaugh. Most of it. Yeah, who was Grantham going after? Remember, here's what was happening. Georgia had that DB. Roundman, you guys have reminded me, who was the DB? You Georgia fans will remind me. L-Dog, all of you guys. Jeff down in Birmingham. But he was popping off. It was in Nashville on a Saturday night against Vanderbilt. This DB was popping off at the bench and met the players. And there was a lot of chirping. Chirp, 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 right? That happens in some football games. This guy was really going at it. I don't. Maybe he was chirping at some of the coaches too, Vanderbilt. So after the game, James Franklin confronted Mark Richt, not in a physically aggressive way, but said, your DB, number or whatever it was, you need to deal with him. And Mark Richt was very classy and said, I'll handle it. But Grantham came out there like Chuck the Chest, trying to fight everybody. At least he was at least doing the hold me back. I don't know if he was really going to fight, probably wasn't. But he was doing the deal where he knew that they'd never let him get to wherever he was trying to go anyways. And he was going to do his best to look like he was trying to get to where perhaps there would be a confrontation. You know how the whole deal is. You're not really going to fight, but you're doing the hold me back thing. And it looks like you really wanted to go, but they were holding you back. That was Grantham that night. He was mad because people were taking exception to his DB who was popping off. Chirp, 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 chirp. Steven in Upstate says, Bill, the best line ever. Now, I tweeted this last night. I knew it would get a reaction. Here was my tweet. He wants to put this on a T-shirt. Snowflake parents are a bigger threat to the future than global warming. Yeah, I tweeted that. That would look good. Now, I don't know. Karen knows this business. Could you get all that on a T-shirt? Is that too verbose? Is that too wordy? Could all that end up, could you get it all on a T-shirt where it's legible? Snowflake parents. And here's the thing. Wear it to Little League games where it's really noticed. Snowflake parents are a bigger threat. I said much bigger threat to the future than global warming, which I believe that. I didn't say it just flippantly. I believe it. If you need the background, I told the story in hour one, and I'll give you cliff notes. I'm at Pajama Football, which is 7-on-7. Fake football, 7-on-7, which gives you very little indication of actual football. But I had a son in the game, so as a parent, you need to be there, right? I can't even watch. I'll tell you how disinterested I was. My kid wears number 10. And he is a young player on the varsity, so he doesn't start. He gets to play some, but he doesn't start. And I was so – even you got family in this thing, right? Your kid. Your flesh and blood. I was so disconnected that I looked up and didn't realize he was in the game. That's how disconnected I was to fake football. And it was two teams playing on the 50-yard line in each way, if you know what I mean. Does that make sense? Two teams on this side of the 50, two teams on the other side, playing fake pajama football, 7-on-7, which to me is not watchable. You can't just put an oblong spheroid out on the field and say, hey, Bill, this ought to excite you. No, it doesn't. I want to see the real thing if you're going to excite me. Then I do get excited. But anyways, back to the snowflake. Player for one of the other teams. It was a game not involved where my son was playing. Two other teams, unrelated. And I just happened to be watching them. And there was a huddle. Now, a 7-on-7 huddle is what? I don't know. But they were kind of in a fractured-looking huddle. And the coach was getting on the players. And this one player was popping off. And he wouldn't listen, and it became an argument. And the player wouldn't shut his freaking mouth. Hey, note to everybody out there. You ready? The player is not equal to the coach. The coach is the head of the organization. You're not the equal to the coach. They make the rules. Anyways, this kid wouldn't shut up, and it got to the point where the coach was yelling louder and louder. It got to the point where the coach said, get the hell out of here. Go to the sidelines. He wouldn't leave. So another coach came over and grabbed him by the arm. He didn't drag him. He just grabbed him and said, you're coming with me, which I find totally acceptable. Totally. Well, the snowflake mom in the crowd, which you knew it was her baby because she jumps up and starts screaming. And she's throwing a big fit. She comes out of the stands, and she goes down to the track, which goes around the field. She's going to go around to the other side where their sideline is and go over there and make a fuss. That's what I had to witness. That's where the whole snowflake thing comes from. So, A, I don't want to be at pajama football, but I got to be there because I got a kid in it. And now you're going to subject me to one of my pet peeves, which is a snowflake parent in general. Obviously, the football gods wanted to punish me last night because they knew I didn't want to be there. And they said, hey, this will be funny. Bill doesn't want to be there. Let's have a snowflake mom throw a tantrum just to irritate the bejesus out of Bill. This will be funny. Hey, everybody, come over here. Watch this. So I, after that incident, and my daughter, who's about to go off to play basketball in college, was with me watching the game. I said, I'm going home. Stay here. Watch the rest of these games. Let me know if anything happens. And I got my car, and I took my little red wagon, and I went home. Yeah. I'm going to go play ball at home. I'm not watching this anymore. So I literally left and didn't watch any, whatever my kid might have done or not have done in those games. I didn't get to see it because the snowflake mom ruined my fake football night. Not good. Bottom of the hour break. We're presented by the place we're going to be in just a couple of days. This place ain't fake. It's real. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Crashes in Hermitage on I-40 westbound between Briley Parkway and Spence Lane. Another on Murfreesboro Pike in the 400 block. Around Germantown, I-65 North has a slowdown near Rosa Parks Boulevard. And we are still clearing Clarksville Pike in North Nashville. Slowdowns on 65 South toward Trinity Lane. Have you written a book? Call Page Publishing for your free book publishing kit. 1-800-603-0800. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes to take a spirit animal quiz online.
Please be the cheetah. Please be the cheetah.
And learn your animal isn't the cheetah, but the far less appealing blobfish.
Oh, come on.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 blobfish minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with pill reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
I love my community. And as a doting dad,
Daddy's home.
A devoted son.
There you are, Joe.
And a good neighbor.
Hey, man.
The people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door. But as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
The Klein Preston Law Group in Nashville, a proud supporter of the Atlanta Braves and Southeastern Conference, has over 2 decades of experience in litigation and transactional practice. Their practice focuses primarily on business law, including business litigation, business structure, and international law. The Klein Preston Law Group has represented clients from state and federal courts throughout the state of Tennessee to the United States Supreme Court. For more information, go to their website, Klein with a K, PrestonLaw.com.
Congratulations to Tim Corbin and the 2019 Vanderbilt Commodores.
Vanderbilt, for the second time in school history, wins the national championship. And I believe you have just seen the greatest team in Vanderbilt baseball history.
The Vanderbilt Commodores.
We're glad we can celebrate among all of you, the Vanderbilt fans, the Vanderbilt community, Nashville.
Congratulations from your home for Vanderbilt baseball.
I think everybody loves having you guys being our flagship station. It means a lot to us.
Nashville Sports Radio. Bill King is the motherfucking 12th data point of college football.
You are listening to The Bill King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter about college football.
That's true. We'll be at the Omni on Friday. 888-702-5449 for Twitter, Bill is King. Gary Joe Collins on Twitter says, Bill picked 3 coaches, past or present, that you could give truth serum to and ask any question you'd like. And then he says, Patino, for example, would you have left Kentucky after giving the natty to Arizona in 97? Remember now, Ron Mercer fouled out in that game. That hurt him. They lost in overtime. Bear Bryant, did you really leave after the Mickey Mouse watch? Gene Chizik, did you actually give Cam $250K? I think it was Cam's dad. Cam's dad got the cash. I think it's unclear who did it, though. I don't think it was Bobby Lauder. Was Bobby Lauder... This would have been prior to 2010, but 2010-ish. Let's put the squiggly mark out there. Squiggly mark, 2010, approximately. Was Bobby Lauder already broke by then? When did Bobby Lauder become not really Bobby Lauder, the sugar daddy? When his bank went belly up. What year would that have been? I don't think Bobby Lauder did that either. But anyways, Gary Joe Collins. You know what's interesting, Gary Joe Collins? Right after that 97 game, got to remember, Patino was still the coach. Not for long. He was pimping his book, which I've got. And he came through town, and we had him in studio. And let me explain Patino. This is during the height of Rick Pitino's rock star status. Rick Pitino is in the lobby. He's got on his, I believe, pinstripe Italian suit. The suit must have cost $1 million. I'm not kidding. Just impeccably dressed. And Pitino in his heyday was very handsome. And he was an incredible coach before, obviously, in many later years, the collapse. He's still a hell of a coach. He's one of the best basketball coaches ever. But this was the height of his rock star status. But Tino was the ultimate coach rock star. You name the best rock bands in history at their peak. Queen, the Beatles, U2, whoever. I'm just randomly throwing out names, not trying to give you the all-time list. Just names like that. Their peak moment of existence. This was Patino's. Save Kentucky basketball. He's winning natties. He's competing. So he's in the lobby. Let me give you another example of Patino. I'm at the, 92 SEC tournament, basketball tournament. It's in Lexington, and that's the one where it snowed so much. Chris Lowe and I, rooming together, got stuck there. They shut down the streets, so you couldn't drive home for a day. Anyways, Kentucky is about to play, I think it's Arkansas. Nolan Richardson, Rick Pitino. And the team is out on the court. Now, the Rupp Arena, this is the SEC tournament, which Kentucky owns. And it's in Lexington, which is not fair for anybody else, right? And the team's out shooting around before the game. Place is packed. I mean, you couldn't get another body in that place. Arkansas fans, Kentucky fans, waiting on this huge matchup. But Patino's not there. Patino, maybe 5 minutes before the game, slowly walks out. And it's like you're about to watch this famous orchestra play, but the maestro's not out there yet. Maestro walks out, and it's game on. Patino walks out in his Italian suit, and everything on his body is perfect. Hair, everything. Cufflinks, just everything. And the crowd literally just starts going nuts. That kind of rock star. So anyways, he's in our lobby at WLAC, where, I met Ross Perot, who died yesterday at WLAC. God rest his soul. Patino's in the lobby, and I go out to meet him. It's him and some intern guy. I don't even know who this was, but he's pushed his book. So we had him in the booth, sat there and talked to him, and then we had him in the booth, and he signed the book over to my soon-to-be-born son. Anyways, during our conversation, he said, I'm going to leave Kentucky some point. I'm not there forever. I'm going to be leaving at some point, which I didn't want to hear because I'm a college guy. And I don't remember the days, but maybe a week or two later, he took the Celtics job. Sitting there right with us. Patino was really cool, too. We were talking about recruiting. I was asking about some recruits they were waiting on. He was, now, not on air, not that part, but off the air. And here's what else. Gary Joe College and you Kentucky fans remember this. This is right after the Clifford Rozier incident. Remember? They had Clifford Rozier, who ended up at Louisville. They had him on a visit. They were going to get him. And Sean Woods, the point guard, took him, or somebody, was it Sean Woods? It was one of the players. Took him beyond the radius where you're allowed to take players from your campus on an official visit. And it made them have to withdraw their offer from him, NCAA-wise. Ends up at Louisville. 6'10". I remember talking to him about that, too. Yeah, he was incredibly cool to deal with. And there's nobody more disappointed in the whole mess that's happened at Louisville with him and caused him to get fired. I would not have ever predicted that happening. Not at all. I am shocked. He is a hellacious coach. Obviously, now this is another lesson. You would think me of all people would know this better than most anybody. Don't ever take what you might perceive as heroes and make them more or better than they are. That's probably what I did with Patino, but because he obviously had some flaws that I didn't think existed. Remember now, he was brought in to save Kentucky. Bring them back after the NCAA whacked them. Interesting times. Jeff Chu here with more stats. He's the one that brought up the stat from 83 to 13. The state of Florida between Miami, Florida State, and Florida has won 11 natties. That's 33% over that period of time. It's incredible. No other state. Well, the state of Alabama, because of Alabama, comes close. But Cali, Texas, those states don't come close. Georgia, Ohio. Jeff 2 says, Bill, not only did the state of Florida win 11 natties in 31 seasons from 83 to 13, but think about their near misses. 1992, that'd have been Miami. 95, Florida. 98, Florida State. 2000, Florida State. 02, Miami. If you include those seasons, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that means 16 years out of 31, one of the big three from Florida played in the Natty. That's slightly over 50%. It's incredible. That is a crazy. Now, you ready, everybody? You can use the term great there. That's great. That's not pretty good. That's not hoping to be great. That's not dreaming to be great. That's great. That's when you use the term great. Items like that. Not some random play in a game where a guy makes a really good catch. That was great. No, it wasn't. It was a catch that takes skill to make, but it's not great. Great is what I just mentioned, what Jeff 2 just tweeted. That's great. Be careful with the word. It's way overused. Southeastern Termite and Pest, 615-293-0722. Ants are always a problem. Now, do ants really hurt you? No. Unless it's fire ant. But in general, they're just pesky. But here's the bottom line on this, and we were getting calls yesterday, ants. Bottom line is this. If you've got ants, you're doing something to draw them in. They're not coming in your house because they always wanted to live in a house. And they found a spot in your house, so they're going to park there and live happily ever after. There's a food source in there that you are probably not knowingly supplying them. Clean stuff up, everybody. You know what's a good cleaning solution? Take a spray bottle, pour water in it, and add, oh, baby, as compared to the water, a tenth of the amount of vinegar. That's a great cleaning solution. It smells good, too. It really does. Gives you a nice clean. Start cleaning. In all these cases, there's something that you're doing. There's sugar. There's donuts. There's something left out. The ants find it, and they invade your home. And then it becomes a problem. People don't realize that. They think ants just somehow, out of the blue, show up in your house and say, hey, this would be a good place to live. Everybody, come on down. Be wary of that. Clean stuff up, everybody. You'll be surprised. Southeastern Termite Pest, 615-293-0722. That's the number. Call at any time. Any of your pest control needs. We'll get the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Charlotte Avenue has had quite a few incidents already this morning. This latest one is 48th Avenue North. Murfreesboro Pike seeing some slowdowns in the 400 block and around Donaldson Pike. Watch for an accident on 65 North at Rosa Parks and slowdowns on 65 South toward Trinity Lane in the North Loop. Smashville Moving Company will clean out your basement, attic, or garage. SmashvilleMovingCompany.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Need to get organized? Today is the day for doing with the Home Depot's Pack Store Save event. Put your basement or garage in order with a range of Husky welded steel shelves, including a four-tier 77-inch rack, just $169. That'll save you $30. Easy to assemble. Each shelf has a lifetime warranty and holds up to 1,500 pounds. That gets a lot out of your way. Come into the Pack Store Save event, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid until August 25th while supplies last.
Napa know-how.
Right now, Avalanche AC refrigerant is on sale for $19.99. And because it's military month at Napa, every purchase of Avalanche AC refrigerant and other select products will benefit the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. So support the troops and your ride and pick up Avalanche AC refrigerant for $19.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer ends 7/31/19.
If you have a doorbell, you can have CBD delivered by Ease. Ease is basically CBD Central, a fabulous array of CBD products, great pricing, and loads of information and advice. Ease even has a super knowledgeable concierge to guide your selection process in a live chat. It's the Ease of CBD, delivered right to your door. Go to easewellness.com. That's easewellness.com. E-A-Z-E wellness.com.
Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM has been your home for sports for 20 years. From typewriters to Twitter, fax machines to Facebook, we have you covered 24-7 and on the go. Finding us online is as easy as at Nash Sports Radio. Twitter, at Nash Sports Radio. SoundCloud, at Nash Sports Radio. Facebook, at Nash Sports Radio. Or search your app store for WNSR. 20 years of sports. Anytime, anywhere. From Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. A chance of showers for this morning. Partly sunny with your high at 94, a heat index value at 101. Cloudy overnight with a low of 76. A chance of showers on Thursday. Partly sunny with your high at 91. Friday mostly sunny with your high at 90. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with at Bill is King on Twitter or 888-702-5494.
Omni Nashville Hotel. Couple things. Ross Perot passed away. He was 89. I got to meet him, I've told you. It was a Saturday. I'm in the office at WLAC, and I had a glass partition as the door to my office, one of those sliding glass things. And it was before the 92 elections. And Ross Perot, billionaire, flies in his private jet to Nashville to go on the radio station, WLAC, to do one of the political shows. Not my deal. I'm sitting in my office Saturday morning working. And I hear a knock on the glass, sliding glass door, and it's Ross Perot. This is 19, right before the 92 election. So I'm guessing the summer before October 92, I'm guessing. And he says, hey, I just wanted to ask you if I could use the phone. We didn't have cell phones back then, all that stuff. He literally just wanted to make sure it was okay. Like, I had some authority there. Said, sure. It doesn't cost anything, but if it did, you could afford it. This is Ross Perot. I got to meet him. Anyways, he passed away. Ross Perot, Stephen in Atlanta, you tell your friend the Clintons, they ought to be sending him a eulogy thank you note. He took 19% of the vote. You got to remember, Ross Perot ran as an independent. And a lot of that 19% was Bush people, or people that would have voted for Bush, probably. Now, Bush wouldn't, the first Bush who passed away too, God rest his soul, but he wasn't a very good president. I'm not suggesting that, but that was an interesting time. Yeah, but I got to meet him. I don't know if I shook his hand, though. I should have, but I got to meet him. Here is something from Karen. And it's somebody, it's Mike saying, Sumlin, Kevin Sumlin, who preceded her guy Jimbo at the Aggies. Sumlin isn't a bad coach. Look at all the groundwork he put in for Jimbo to transition smoothly. Karen responds, if you only knew, but Jimbo doesn't whine and make excuses. Let me tell you something, and I've had this conversation many times. In every coaching transition, particularly when the new guy who comes in is getting the job, got the job, because there was a failure prior. Most of the time, that's why there's the new guy. It's something went wrong. The guy got fired. You got to come in here and fix this thing. A small percentage of the time, it's a guy who actually was winning big, but he left to take a bigger opportunity, and you get to come in and take over a situation that absolutely was not broke. It was going really well, but you better come in and maintain it. That's tough. It's easier to come in and take over when the dude before you screwed it all up. Kevin Sumlin got fired. They wrote in the big 8-digit check, and he's on his way later to Arizona where he's not doing very good. But anyways, here's my point. If you could go to the new coach at each one of these schools where he gets the job because he's hired due to the fact that his predecessor sucked, messed it up, it's broken, you got to come in here and fix it. If you could get them to actually talk to you and tell you what they thought, every one of them would say the same thing. God, I walked into a big mess. You would not believe the things that we had to come in here and fix day one because of the ineptness of Coach so-and-so. I've heard that back. I'm going to go ahead and give you an example of this. This is the very first time I ever heard a coach say this, and I'll get the call right after this. Jerry DiNardo comes in here to Nashville to take over. And Vanderbilt fired Watson Brown, and it was very controversial. Vanderbilt fans, even though Watson was not doing well, Vanderbilt fans loved him. They were pissed. It was a big deal here back then, many years ago, 30 years ago. And Houlihan does it. I mean, the media is mad. The fans are mad. Fans are saying they'll never go back to another Vanderbilt game ever. Not that many win anyways, but you know what I meant. It was real controversial. And DiNardo gets the job. Anyways, DiNardo liked me. He didn't like much of the media, but he and his staff liked me. Rick George, who's now the AD at Colorado, was the recruiting coordinator. Rick liked me too. So I remember sitting there talking to them, and they'd say, Bill, you wouldn't believe the Bush League just low-level that Watson Brown left this place in an organizational way. And I mean, just dogging out the predecessors. That's the first time I ever heard it. I've heard it many times since then, but that's the very first time I remember. That was the eye-opener. I've only got a minute, and that's my fault. Bob up in Madisonville. What's up, Bob?
Bill, I have to defend pajama football. Being I'm a football official, and we can bring our new guys, our second-year guys, our third-year guys out as side judges, field judges, and back judges. Teach them who to watch, where to watch for, what to pick up on, who their key receivers are. So I'm defending pajama football for the sake of getting it better on Friday night for the high school kids.
Yeah, but you're not watching the same game.
No, I'm teaching our young guys. I've been officiating for 36 years now. And that is, it's not like basketball where you got games going on all year. Football, you got to get on the field to see it. And Friday night's a bad time to start learning.
Well, and yeah, that is a bad time. And the other thing about pajama football is it's pretty laid back. Even though last night wasn't laid back when the snowflake mom went nuts. But anyways, I bet you've seen plenty of snowflake parents in your time. So.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely.
And, hey, call me another time. Call me another time and give me some stories.
Okay, we'll do it, buddy.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. Have a good day.
Yeah, Clay is an official, too. Clay does football, basketball, and baseball, I believe, on a TSSAA level. Been doing it for many years, too. Okay, so let me back up. If it's training future officials, pajama football is – somewhat good. I'm not going to stretch it too far, but pajama football is, we can at least say it's good for something. I'll endorse Bob there. Everything else, it's not good for that I can possibly think of. At Crazy Charlie 615, good show. Man, I don't know what we got done there, but that was a good show. At Bill is King on Twitter. I'll be around all day. If you need me, just tweet me or email me. Either way, Lush Pop.